This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Champions of abortion went down to defeat in state after state as the U.S. Senate has switched majorities and will be in Republican control come January. Not only did pro-abortion rhetoric fail in places like Colorado, Kentucky, in Texas, and in North Carolina, in Senate races, and in governor's races, but we are finding that nearly all the polls failed to capture the sentiment of voters this November. Aside from all the pro-life candidates that won elections Tuesday, one election stands out as historical from the state of Tennessee. Amendment 1 simply read that nothing in the Tennessee Constitution even talks about abortion. Not only was this a victory for pro-life advocates, but advocates of constitutional government are lauding the ability of people to correct law created in a courtroom. Tennessee's Supreme Court had ruled in 2000 that the state was required to offer unlimited abortion. This is Life News Radio. When you think abortion is a horrible experience, that's pro-life. If you are saddened that women and their babies are abandoned to the concerns of others, that's pro-life. If a fetus is a little child with its own identity, its own personality, not merely a blob of cells, that's pro-life. When someone asks you if you are pro-choice or pro-life, remember the choice is not merely about choice, it's about a baby, a person. Remember to tell others you are pro-life.
Texans are sending to the governor's office Attorney General Greg Abbott, who, in the words of state pro-life leaders, has never backed away from a pro-life challenge in protecting innocent human life at all stages. And pro-life candidates for governor also won in Florida and Ohio. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.